If you visit one of the most popular national forests in the country this summer, you might not see a forest ranger. Colorado's White River National Forest is relying on volunteers because of budget cuts. They're doing what Forest Service staff used to do, maintaining trails, educating people about bear safety, and cleaning outhouses. From Aspen Public Radio, Marcy Krivenin has the story.
10 volunteers are gathered in a grove of aspen trees near the snow-capped mountain peaks of the White River National Forest in north-central Colorado. Forest Service Ranger Eric Tierney is giving a lesson about how to keep black bears away from campsites.
This looks like a good tree over here.
He heads toward a sturdy aspen and ties a knot around a rock on one end of rope and a bag of food on the other. The idea is to toss the rope over a high branch and hoist the food out of a bear's reach.
It can be pretty amazing how much your food can weigh. So you also want to try and find a branch that can stand the weight of the food as well.
He takes aim and...
Yeah, you've done this before.
Oh no! There it goes. See, that's why you want to hang on to it. But I got lucky on that one.
It's day two of training for these volunteers. Dottie MacArthur is a retired divorce attorney volunteering this summer.
I think we're doing something really valuable for the forest to educate people so we can all protect this forest for future generations. If we don't, we're just going to love it to death.
States including Colorado, California, Oregon, and Montana are turning to volunteers. But the amount of free labor in the White River National Forest has really increased, especially since it sees 12 million visitors annually, and that number is growing. But the Forest Service has less money to maintain trails and keep the public safe.
Volunteers, partners, and donors have saved our bacon.
Scott Fitzwilliams is supervisor for the White River National Forest. Over the last decade, his local operating budget has been slashed by $2 million, and he's had to cut employees.
Things are tough. We all know about the federal budget. We all know that right now spending across the board, Congress is not picking on us, but it's very tight. And so we're dealing with what are pretty extreme right now reductions.
Very cheap, though. And I'm worth every penny.
John Chapman started volunteering 2 decades ago, back when the number of volunteers was dramatically lower.
I was just looking for a summer gig. And I came here and spoke with them, and they hired me, quote unquote.
Chapman's nearly 80, but works like a 20-year-old, monitoring roads, trails, and campgrounds, and cleaning public toilets 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Well, it's volunteer work, because I do the same thing as people. They get paid the big bucks from the government.
Yes. Yay!
That is a great bearing.
Hey, that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Back at the training grounds, the new volunteers wrap up their lesson on bears. Dottie MacArthur says she's learned a lot already.
I feel real important with my uniform. I can hardly wait to impress my daughter with my new authority. And it's just great connecting with people that come up here for the first time and want to learn about the area.
But the volunteer help only goes so far. The White River is maintaining fewer trails and roads than it used to. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Krivenin in Aspen, Colorado.